This is Akashwani, the news read by Akhila. Massive voting has been reported for single-phase assembly elections in Tamil Nadu and first phase of polling in West Bengal. As per the latest reports, in Tamil Nadu, around 85% voting was recorded, while in West Bengal, nearly 92% voters exercised their franchise. In Tamil Nadu, voting took place for 234 assembly seats. In West Bengal, voting took place for 152 constituencies in the first phase today. Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar, Election Commissioners Dr. S.S. Sandhu and Dr. Vivek Joshi kept a close watch on the polling through live webcasting, which was ensured on all the polling stations in both the states. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah expressed satisfaction with the first phase of polling in West Bengal. Addressing rallies in Balaghat and Parsurai in Hooghly district, Mr. Shah said the high voter turnout in just a few hours proves that Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee's government is on the verge of collapse. He urged voters to come out fearlessly again on 29th of April, warning that anyone who intimidates voters will face action once a BJP government is formed. In Berhampur, Congress candidate Adhir Ranjan Chaudhary also expressed satisfaction regarding the voting process. Counting of votes will take place along with Assam, Kerala and Puducherry assembly elections on the 4th of next month. In Maharashtra, polling has concluded peacefully for Baramati and Rahuri by polls. While Baramati recorded an average voting percentage of 56.56%, Rahuri recorded an average voter turnout of 54.8%. The by-poll for Baramati Assembly seat in Pune district was necessitated following the death of then-Deputy Chief Minister and Nationalist Congress Party NCP Chief Ajit Pawar, who died in an air crash on 28th of January. His wife and Deputy Chief Minister Sunetra Pawar is contesting from this seat. While the Mahavikas Aghadi has not fielded any candidate, there are 22 other candidates in the fray. Polling for the by-election to the Umrait Assembly constituency in Gujarat concluded peacefully yesterday with a provisional voter turnout of approximately 54.42% recorded until 5 p.m. The final figures are expected to rise slightly after reconciliation of data from all the centres. A total of six candidates were in the fray, but the main fight was between Harshad Parmar from the BJP and Brigraj Singh Chauhan from the Congress. India has welcomed the announcement of the operationalization of visa-free transit for Indian nationals transiting through French airports. Briefing media in New Delhi last evening, spokesperson of Ministry of External Affairs Randhir Jaiswal said the decision reflects the enduring partnership between India and France. In Uttarakhand's Thehri district, a tragic accident occurred yesterday in the Chamba police station area on the Chamba-Koti Neil Road when a vehicle fell into a deep gorge, resulting in the death of eight people on board. Three individuals were rescued alive from the accident site and are being sent to district hospital for treatment. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed grief of the loss of lives. The Prime Minister also announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from Prime Minister's National Relief Fund to be given to the next of kin of each deceased. The injured would be given 50,000 rupees. The Uttar Pradesh Madhyamik Shiksha Parishad, UP Board, announced the results of Class 10th and Class 12th examinations yesterday. The pass percentage for high school stands at 90.42%, while the intermediate pass percentage is 80.38%. India's young shooters won one gold and one bronze medal yesterday in the ISSF Junior Shooting World Cup at Cairo in Egypt. In the women's 50-meter rifle three-positions event, Prachi Gaikwad clinched the gold medal. Meanwhile, in the men's category, Naren Pranav Vanita Suresh bagged the bronze medal in the 10-meter rifle event. India is leading the medal tally with 2 gold, 4 silver and 3 bronze medals. In IPL cricket, Chennai Super Kings defeated Mumbai Indians by 103 runs at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai last night. Chasing 208 for victory, Mumbai Indians were all out for just 104 in 19 overs. Earlier put into bat, Chennai Super Kings piled up 207 runs for 6 in stipulated 20 overs. Today, Royal Challengers Bengaluru will take on Gujarat Titans at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.